the cruise missile attacks inside Russia that have been going on for a week and a half.
We can see a Russian tank. We can see a Russian APC. We can see a Russian missile get launched. And that information gets fed to the Ukrainians, and they could actually act on it almost immediately, which is something I think the Russians never contemplated.
Well, if Putin didn't contemplate that, his intelligence services didn't contemplate that, they're idiots. Because I knew it, and I told you that. Oh, the spin is, when the Russians fire a missile, we give them a lifetime. Like when Ukraine fired those missiles into Poland to blame it on Putin and try to get a nuclear war going a month ago?
This is a very dramatic potential escalation, obviously, because Poland is a NATO country. There were ongoing cruise missile attacks being carried out in the west of Ukraine, close to Poland's border, at the time that these projectiles landed on Polish territory. It is conceivable that they are Russian missiles.
I'm not pro-Russia. I'm pro-non-nuclear war.
Shall we play a game?
How about global thermonuclear war?
And Russia's got its problems and has committed its crimes. But compared to the New World Order, they are amateurs, ladies and gentlemen. But they've got a giant nuclear weapons arsenal. They're being pushed into a corner, and now Putin's threatening nuclear war.
Такая угроза нарастает. Здесь чуть греха таит. По поводу того, что Россия ни при каких обстоятельствах не применит первый.
Russia might as well be fighting Martians right now. The technology's 30, 40 years in advance. Can Russia deploy tens of thousands of one-man team launched? One guy can put two switchblades on his back. And those switchblades can go out and take out multiple Russian vehicles. Over the top dangerous. The Pentagon is greenlit. You've been seeing for 2 weeks, or 12 days, almost 2 weeks, daily cruise missile attacks into Russia, blowing up military bases. So Putin goes, okay, I may do a first strike with nukes. I said I wouldn't, but now I may. I mean, this is just huge.
And now we have strikes at least three bases inside of Russia.
Exactly. And for him, that is very worrying because now he knows that Ukraine could hit. I mean, we're talking about very close to Moscow, right? This is the center of the Kremlin and the center of Russian economy and power.
Here we are, ladies and gentlemen, in the year 2022, and everything else, quite frankly, pales in significance. Now, why is war already started and why is more war coming? Because they're at the end of a currency bubble. They need a big global emergency to be able to basically make us forget that this is a giant Ponzi scheme that makes Bernie Madoff and FTX and the tulip mania that, you know, happened hundreds of years ago pale in significance.
Do you hate America?
No. You know, in fact, I'm knowing many inmates. I figure out we're sharing way more common. Maybe America is very much similar. Look, it's the same size. They have a... It's the same kind of this. And when you talk to them, there is nothing there even to beef about. We are naturally, you know, born not to be enemies. And whenever there's conflict, it's elites. You know, every, you know, American I met in a prison who is from rural area was very easy to deal with. He has no problem with Russia. And he was curious about Russia. Despite all propaganda, they're losing their Christian values. They're losing their families. They're losing literally their countries.
You'll be laying in your bed one night. You're going to be driving down the highway after work. And there'll be big flashes you see. And then 10 seconds later, your car is going to be overturned, probably on fire. And then life as you know it's over. You won't get back to your family. There'll be mass starvation and death. And there'll be a new literal dark age with enough dust in the atmosphere to cause a mini ice age. And they estimate 7 billion people will die in a nuclear war. There'll be maybe 500 million left, which is what these death cult people fetish all day long. Christmas 2022 is almost here. And we have great products at InfoWarsStore.com that empower your body, your libido, your immune system, that just enrich your life. So whether it's Vitamin Mineral Fusion or DNA Force Plus or Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, they're all still in stock, discounted up to 60% with promo code 1776. And now, finally, we have brought back free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com on orders of $50 or more and big discounts on the regular shipping as well. Plus the book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, signed or unsigned, it's also available available with free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. So again, that's free shipping on all orders, $50 or more at InfoWarsStore.com, and up to 60% off at checkout with promo code 1776. And we've got the signed and unsigned copies of the Great Reset War for the World book as well, which make perfect stocking stuffers.
That third shot with the mRNA not only boosts you way up, but increases the durability so that you will not necessarily need it every 6 months or a year. We're hoping it pushes it out more. If it doesn't, and the data show we do need it more often, then we'll do it.